You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Gary Capewell here to look ahead to the best of Sunday's racing. And what a Sunday we've got in store as well. Some top quality action from all over the place, really. We've got Bath and Foslas domestically. We've got a cracking card over in Ireland at the Curragh. We've got Listowel, who are inspecting at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And a good card at Longchamp as well, with a few group races chucked in there. I should say, Listowel inspecting 4 o'clock on Saturday. You might be listening to this and it's already been called off. We don't know, because we're recording this at 12:30 on Saturday. We, being myself, Alex Dunn, and this man opposite me is Gary Capewell. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Not too bad at all. Not too bad. Yeah, it's we've been spoiled, really. Mm. Certainly, as we record this, we're recording this ahead of racing, obviously, on Saturday. And I'm sure when you do the podcast, Weather has the honour of doing that tomorrow. There'll be plenty to discuss about what's happened today. So, yeah, it's getting to that sort of time of year towards the end of the flat season. Obviously, we've got a lot of these new market meetings coming up now, plenty of group races, and we're gearing up towards the Champions Day as well, fairly shortly as well. So, it won't be long till we've got some decent jumpers out too, so it's a good time of year.
It is an exciting time of year. We'll just have a brief look back at the week that's been, because of course the Ledger Festival is not just the Ledger, is it? We've had some cracking racing for a few days now, starting with, of course, AP McCoy, his victory in the Ledger Legends race, which, when you look back, was painfully predictable, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? AP was probably, I mean, obviously he was the one who'd retired the most recently, albeit they had to raise the weight so we could ride in the race. The weights of the race went up £7 specifically so they could get AP on board and he could ride in the race. It was good to see him back, and he was at pains not to go for the stick on Gannicus, but eventually he had to, and thankfully he had a winning pilot with him, and if Luke Harvey would have beaten him, that would have been that would have been the end.
It looked briefly like he was going to.
I thought he was going to as well, and then Billy Nunes came with a run before his legs got turned to jelly. That's a quote. AP, I don't think he would have won anyway the second horse.
No,
a bit quirky, but it was good to see him back. And William Hill ambassador now officially retired, unless JP McManus plots one up for the race in a few years' time.
We've had obviously some great racing at Doncaster to go alongside that over the last few days. We've also had some different action, which you've been partaking, haven't you? You were in Laytown on.
Was in Laytown on Thursday
evening
with a plethora of William Hill employees.
Different, isn't it?
It's lovely. It's well worth a visit. As I said on air yesterday, on Friday, rather, I should say, is obviously recording this. It's well worth a visit. I think they said that was the biggest crowd they'd ever had there. Plenty of English people there. Plenty of good crack, in inverted commas. We got there quite early. We were there sort of 12:30 and found a nice little pub just around the corner, Racing UK on one screen, at the races on the other.
Very nice.
Everything was grand. And the most important thing of all, the Guinness was good.
Oh, good.
The Guinness was good.
Good. But in terms of the racing, it is, to watch on TV, a very different spectacle. But it looks like it doesn't ride as deep, perhaps, as I thought it would.
No, I think that's fair. They obviously, it's rolled, I think. One thing that struck me when I was there, which you won't get really unless you get to go, even just on the way to post, is sort of the noise that the horses make, how hard they, because obviously it's sand, but how hard they seem to hit the surface. It was amazing that some of the all-weather horses, the Dundalk horses, if you like, handled it. But it was alarming. Quite a lot of them didn't. There was no sort of rhyme or reason about it either. So it might not be the easiest place from a punting point of view, but it was well worth a visit, and I would recommend anybody who's thinking about going next year to do it, because it was absolute, and it was like €10, which is what, 7-8 quid. Lovely place, well worth a visit, one for the bucket list definitely.
Okay, fair enough. Right, we're going to move on to Sunday's racing then. I'm going to start in France. We're just going to go in chronological order. The 3:45 from Longchamp is the Prix de Moulin de Longchamp. Easy for me to say. And it's a cracking renewal, isn't it, Gary? We've got plenty of horses that we've seen over in these shores this year. Obviously, some the likes of Arrod and Dutch Connection are, of course, trained in England. Mm-hmm. But we've seen Esoteric, Territories, Avedia come over and run well. It's got all the makings of a really good race, this.
Very much so. Let's begin with A-Rod, who is only running because they realised, obviously the Cox Plate is his aim, ultimate aim, but he's only running because they realised that Adelaide did a similar thing last year and went on to win the Cox Plate having run here. They thought he was going to be in quarantine by now, but he doesn't need to be. Obviously, he finished, his season's been quite a long one. He started off at Newmarket back in April, running in the Earl of Sefton. He finished a good third in the Lockinge. He won the Diomed Stakes at Epsom. He won the Summer Mile at Ascot, and then he was second behind Solo in the Sussex Stakes, and he made Solo pull out all the stops on that occasion as well.
I think he's a really nice horse.
I do. Mm. Ground conditions will be fine for him. I think I think his official rating of 118 probably underrates him slightly. Mm. Esoteric, we saw at Royal Ascot, finishing second behind Solo. He was beaten a length behind him. Not going to take it completely literally, but I would obviously prefer A-Rod off the two. He was second behind Muhara after that in the Prix Maurice de Guise, and then he won the Prix Jacques Le Marois Esoteric on its most recent outing. Territories was 1.5 lengths behind him on that occasion. Territories obviously trying to reverse the form at Longchamp, and he's got a good record at Longchamp as well. Territories too, he's a winner there earlier on in the season. He won a Group 3 race. Sorry, she won a Group 3 race there for the fillies. Mm-hmm. Ran in the 2000 Guineas, obviously, as well, finishing second. And also running the won the Prix Jean Pratt as well. I actually prefer Territories over Esoteric, personally, off those two. I think he's probably just got a little bit more improvement to come.
Okay.
We should also mention the Aga Khan filly, Vader, who's another one that we've seen in this country. She won the Coronation Stakes earlier on in the campaign. She finished second behind Amazing Maria, a beaten favourite at Deauville in the Prix Rothschild. Obviously, at the time of recording this, Amazing Maria hasn't won, ran in the... that'll look good if it wins now, wouldn't it?
I was going to say.
in the Matron Stakes at Leopardstown on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, it's a top-quality contest. There are plenty of others as well that we haven't mentioned, but seemingly have a little bit to find, including, I think, Dutch Connection, who probably just fought a little bit shy of the top class. He was second behind Two or More at Goodwood in the Lennox Stakes when last seen. And prior to that, had finished second behind Territories in that Group 1 race at Chanty. Obviously, winner of the Jersey Stakes before that. Probably just got a little bit to find, I think. It's an adventurous bit of pacing from Charlie Hills. He obviously has his string in good form. But I think I'm going to stick with Eric because he may well be able to get the run of the race out in front. You see a lot of these races in France turning into slowly run affairs, and anything like that will suit him. So A-Rod in the 3:45.
Okay, A-Rod in that one. We'll move to the Curragh then for the 4:15. It is the National Stakes, a Group 1 contest over 7 furlongs with 7 runners down to go to post, and hard to rule any of them out here, with the exception of my brother. Godolphin with a strong hand, as you would expect in a race like this. But Aidan O'Brien's also got 3 in here. It's one of those races where it's quite hard to know who the sort of stable first string are for quite a few of these, or the owner first string, if you like, because they're all nice horses.
They are. It's got a really illustrious roll call of previous winners, this race. You go back to the late 90s, King of Kings, Sindar, into the noughties, Hawkwing, One Cool Cat, Jibawi, Refuse to Bend, Teofilio, George Washington, New Approach, Master Craftsman, Dawn Approach, and Glen Eagles last year. It's a really, really good renewal, as you point out. Air Force Blue is likely to be favourite for the race. He won the Phoenix Stakes when last seen, reversing previous Ascot form with Washington DC, who was Berrettino, rather I should say. Washington DC was second that day. Berrettino, who beat him in the Coventry Stakes, was further behind. They obviously like this horse. He won here on his racecourse debut, and he's a worthy favourite. But Aidan O'Brien's got a good second string, in, if you like, in the shape of Air Vice Marshall, who was second to Birchwood in the superlative stakes when last seen. Prior to that, had won earlier on in the campaign on this horse's second start. He's got a tongue tie on for the first time as well, which I think is interesting. That previous race that he won very easily, as he was entitled to do at Goram Park. They obviously think quite a bit of this horse. We should mention Fine Frontier, the one of two runners in the race for Godolphin. Two from two, won the Anglesey Stakes and is open to quite a lot of improvement. Birchwood, the other... Well, there's three, obviously, for Godolphin. Ran... has had a few more runs, this horse. Finished fifth when last seen to Galileo Gold in the Vintage Stakes. Prior to that, had obviously won the Group 2 Superlative Stakes at a July meeting, beating Air Vice Marshal. Just wonder whether that form might just come up a little bit short. And then we'll get to the horse that I really do like. I think he's going to prove to be a better horse perhaps next year. But it's Herald the Dawn for Jim Bolger. Kevin Manning takes the ride. Mm-hmm. Jim Bolger's horses, well, they're never really completely out of form. This horse needed the experience on racecourse debut. Finished second at Nace. Probably actually didn't make too much use of him. He went back there and subsequently won. And then he won a Group 2 contest here when he was last seen just a couple of weeks ago, winning a Group 2 race there by a length and a quarter, beating Now or Never, winning the Futurity Stakes. I just wonder whether he might be a thorn in the side to Air Force Blue. I think they are the two that are the only two I could really consider backing. And as Air Force Blue is favourite, Herald the Dawn just might offer a little bit better value, sort of 7-4, around about that price. Mm-hmm. Whereas Air Force Blue is going to be closer, very close to even money, one would imagine. So I will have a little bit of stab at Herald the Dawn.
Okay, Herald the Dawn, the pick then in the 4:15. The National Stakes. And the final race that we're going to look at is the 4:50 from the Curragh. It's the Irish St. Ledger, a Group 1 over a mile and six. 11 runners down to go to post for this one. And a really, really good race, Gary. Plenty of very credible types. Agent Murphy, Brown Panther, Forgotten mm-hmm. Rules. The top three as the in race card order, anyway.
Yep.
All carry 9-11, barring Order of St. George down at the bottom, who is the interesting one, of course, pulled out of the English St. Ledger, but runs here for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. But plenty of horses that I haven't mentioned there that you could give chances to. Kraken Renewal.
Very much so. Obviously, it's a bit unusual to be called a classic because it's open to the older horses. We've only got the 1 3-year-old in the lineup, and that's Order of St. George, who won the trial here and has been taken out of the St. Ledger, the UK version, to run in this race. He's the only 3-year-old in the lineup. The last 3-year-old to win this race, you've got to go back to 2001 to find Vinnie Rowe's name. Obviously, he won the race 4 times. If you just look down at the list of previous winners of this race, Cave Tara, Vinnie Rowe, Yates, Septimus, Alandi. But more times of late, it's gone to one of the outsiders. But anyway, Order of St. George has to be very much respected. Wicklow Brave finished second in the E-ball when last seen. I think he needs to improve that. Vaunt de Faust finished sixth in the Lonsdale Cup behind Max Dynamite. Again, that effort needs stepping up on. And then we come to, well, going upwards. This is the one that I like next. Second Step. He won the Grosse Prix von Berlin at Hope Garden when last seen. He's a horse who's been interestingly campaigned by Luca Cumani. He won, obviously, the Jockey Club Stakes when he was most recently seen. But he comes here and having won here previously before. He was won over this this track, but it was a mile and a half. But the way he shapes through his races, you wouldn't think a mile and six is going to be any problem for this horse. Obviously, he was second at Newmarket in the Princess of Wales Stakes when a Big Orange Rather got first run on him. I think it's fair to say. Sea Moon is a previous classic winner, but he needs to improve on what we've seen of late. Kingfisher finished behind Stable Companion, Order of St. George, in the trial for this race. He's an interesting sort of second string. Gospel Choir finished second at Windsor the other day in a listed race. That form needs improving on, but the step up in trip will help him, this son of Galileo. Good Tradition, I don't think is good enough. Probably in there to make sure this is run at a decent clip for Forgotten Rules, who obviously won the Stayers race at Champions Day last year. Was third in the Ascot Gold Cup and then ran back here very quickly. Sorry, he didn't run here, but he ran very quickly. I think it was just 7 or 8 days after. And he was beaten on some favour. That must have come too quickly for him. Brown Panther, who we saw winning in Dubai. Obviously, he's won this race in the past as well. Finished second in the Yorkshire Cup when last seen. Get the impression he's being campaigned perhaps with another tilt at the Melbourne Cup in mind. But obviously this will be a good race to take in en route. And Agent Murphy, who won at Newbury, won the Geoffrey Freer Stakes. That was a huge personal best for that horse on its most recent outing. So it's a good quality contest, as I say. Jamie Spencer, though, is riding fantastically well at the moment, provided, because this race last year, Brown Panther, it was a bit of a farce, if you remember. Brown Panther sort of nipped in front and quicker the way, and they couldn't get anywhere near it. Provided this is a run at a fairly decent gallop, which I think it probably will be. There's more likely front runners in the race this year. I think Second Step is likely to improve from what we saw last time out, and he might just need to improve on what we've seen of him a little bit of late, but he's a much bigger price than some of those towards the front of the market, so he's well worth taking a chance on. He might just be a little bit below double figures in the market, but he's very much a horse that I would definitely want to keep on the right side of. So Second Step in the Irish St. Ledger.
Okay, Second Step, the pick in the Irish Ledger. Great stuff, Gary. We've got some superb racing to look forward to on Sunday. Enjoy it all, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Will do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.